The Buddha and various ancestors have all had different ways of expressing the fundamentals of life, of what results from activities which cause suffering, and of what is skillful to let go, release, end suffering, cease suffering, cease doing what creates suffering. So, as I've mentioned in the Sutra of Bahia, the Buddha says, when listening, just listen, when seeing, just seeing, when hearing, just hearing, when cognizing, in other words, thinking, even feeling, just thinking, when you don't add on to those because of therefore, thereby, all the other things that we tend to entangle in, then suffering ceases. Or conversely, when we do attach to the events of the moment, our stories about it, or as Joko brings up, when we're caught in self-centered thoughts, feelings about it, and we don't notice them, then suffering and harming occur. And after all, that's what Buddha's teaching is focusing on. What causes suffering, harming? What enables us to release suffering, harming? So all sorts of teachers throughout the centuries have used different phrases and different words to remind and encourage us with just this matter. So in recently, most of you are familiar with the book called Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind from Suzuki Roshi. Suzuki Roshi's phrase, beginner's mind, is a reminder, if I say it that way, a reminder of what we do as soon as we add on the therefore, thereby, and so forth, which the Buddha cautions about. Then we're no longer beginner. We no longer allow ourselves to be this that we always are. Instead, we have thinking, feeling, believing, etc. That's why Dogen Zenji picks up non-thinking when asked what to do when sitting upright, when he speaks of it. Actually, it's an earlier Chan ancestor in China who responded when asked. He said, I think, not thinking. And he was further pressed, what is thinking, not thinking? And he said, non-thinking. And that's what Dogen Zenji picked up. And that's what, in some way, Suzuki Roshi picks up when he says, beginner's mind. Beginner's mind is all of our life. And yet, as soon as we pop up with because, therefore, this means, this doesn't mean, we cover over, we blind ourselves to this very moment, we blind our ability to respond to this very moment of life as it is. There's nothing that's needed. for life as it is, and yet we entangle in thoughts, feelings which we don't notice. So Maizumi Roshi often encouraged, appreciate your life. That's appreciate your life, this moment exactly as is. Exactly as is beginner's mind. Exactly as is the wind that comes from any direction. This way, that way, that way, strong, soft, just be the empty bell. Oh, I should say it differently. The bell which articulates the prajna of emptiness, of fullness, of just this moment experiencing. And what it requires of us is to notice when we're holding to thoughts, feelings, or building on aboutness, about this, about that, about what I, what she, what he. It requires of us to notice when we have complaints. Therefore, Joko encouraged to practice. Thanks for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. About over and over throughout the day, whether you actually put your palms together and say it, or whether you just are present and notice as soon as you have comments about anything, thanks for everything, no complaints. Because many of us live in a world of complaining and judging, and we don't notice it. Those habits are habits we've inherited who knows from where. We've been doing it for who knows how long. And it doesn't exist right now, and then all of a sudden pops up right here. And we know when it pops up if we're present and we're attentive. And if we're present and attentive, the problem isn't that it pops up. The problem is that we follow along. If we follow along because of, therefore, thereby, this means, then we get to suffer, and we get to cause harming to the universe. And that just builds on it, builds one on the other. And when we refuse to do the work that we have to do, not that there's anything to be done, nothing's needed. Beginner's mind is perfect as you are. And yet, we cover it over. We put our hands over our eyes and we complain about that we don't see the universe. We don't see anything. We don't see it. Where's beginner's mind? Or we have an idea of what beginner's mind is. It looks like that, but not like that. It feels like this, not like this. So, in a way, our practice is very simple. And in a way, it's not at all simple because it's each moment as it is. And the word simple doesn't enter into our vocabulary when we believe our story about ourselves or about others. When we don't notice thoughts, then we miss this experiencing right here. And it's this experiencing right here that is the end of suffering. Or I'll say it differently. This experiencing right here is no suffering. This experiencing right here becomes suffering when we are not noticing what we're doing with it, because it's so habitual. And taking care of this moment doesn't relieve us of taking care of this moment, of taking care of this moment. And, excuse me, taking care is not doing anything extra. It's exactly what it is to be this beginner's mind, to exactly appreciate this life experiencing bodily, experiencing and noticing thought, experiencing and refusing to notice thought, and noticing that. Because the story we give about ourself or other is poisoning the life of the universe. That's the whole of what Buddha's teaching about, is about what we do to poison the life of the universe, and what we do when we believe our story about anyone. Some of you might know that when the Buddha taught, he taught for everyone who showed up in his before him. Doesn't matter if they were a wonderful person or a terrible person. Those are just stories about them. Whoever showed up was there. If I say it in this way, in the Zendo of the Buddha, everyone was welcome. Murderers, thieves, rapists, all were welcome to show up at that moment. Was at the moment when they showed up was the perfection of their opportunity. That's exactly. So our Zendo is whatever state of mind appears in our so-called inside, and whoever appears in so-called outside. How do we respond appropriately as the beginner's mind of appreciating life, which includes them at this moment? How do we, thanks for everything, no complaints, and no thank you, I won't have that. And yet the no thank you is with thanks for everything. No, I won't go to such and such with you. I'm sorry, I can't meet you next week. Or, oh yeah, here. There's that, what you asked for. So, please, whichever phrase assists and reminds you, or no phrase, there's nothing needed. You can't help but hear, see, smell, taste, as you do, not as some special way, not some miraculous way, just as you do, as your very functioning moment life now. Appreciate your life. Thank you.